I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Oh, it's so nice to be here tonight.
Oh, and for night it is. Oh,
for night it has become.
That lovely poem. Words of his brother.
Yeah, do you remember?
For night it has become. An ant went up my bum. I sat on a swing. It didn't half sting. Rummed it. Wasn't that lovely?
Oh, God, I love that one. That was the one about nightfall. Wasn't it? I like the one he done about the mornings.
Oh, isn't that
remember?
Beautiful?
Oh, it's the morning time again. And I would like to play a game.
Yeah.
I'll go to the park.
Yeah.
And I'll start building my ark.
Yeah.
And I'll have all the animals muck. All the same.
All the same. That was when we went mad during that phase of his life.
He was on acid when he wrote that one.
It is
a shame, but it's not though, because it's all about the door's perception.
Of course, Sid. Do that lovely one to that afternoon?
Yes, I do.
I love the afternoon. I take my tablespoon. I have some Coke. Yeah. It ain't a joke. Yeah.
And then I'll go over a poke. You know, just...
He wasn't poet laureate for nothing, was he?
No, he earned every single letter of that title.
I am the poet laureate. I like to be paid a lot
of it.
I go to the bog,
and I drop my log, and then I go home for some tea.
That's when they drop the poet laureate.
Yeah, they start to say, so, I think this is money for old rope.
For tis evening time.
Oh, yeah, evening time. And we are back from Edinburgh, where we done our show for 2 weeks at the Le Monde Hotel. So over 35,000
people. 35,000
people turned
up.
It was a lot of people, wasn't it?
And
we had to move the sofa back, actually.
Yeah, we did.
It was that many people.
It's called Le Monde, which is French for
the monde.
But
as we understand
as it also it means, what does it mean? It means the world, doesn't it? It means the world.
Is it?
And pretty much the whole world
comes to see us. Yeah.
It's a show about love.
Yeah.
It's a show about brotherhood of man.
And
the
Doolies,
the Basic Rollers, any of those early groups from the 70s.
Yeah, it was about all of them lot, really.
Yeah,
we wanted to do a Scottish theme because that's where we was.
Yes.
And it worked because 35,000 people roughly come to see the show.
Yeah, lads.
Great success.
You're going to have to delay the opening to the show. There's 35,000 people. Lads.
And we can't delay the show.
Yeah,
we can't delay. It, you know?
Lads. Is this really the show? Is that all it is?
Yeah, that's it.
That's
what my favourite show. If 35,000 people want to see that, that is up to them.
If 35,000 people want to hear Wordsworth's poem about being laureates sat on the bog a lot, you know.
It's up to them. What is it that we haven't seen each other since Edinburgh?
Since Edinburgh.
Since Edinburgh.
My pal of mine. my pal of mine.
And I wanted to ask you what it is you have been doing since we come back from there, which was like 2 weeks ago, so you must have been doing something.
Well, you know, I went to the doctors.
Oh, Christ.
Because I did have a little bit of trouble.
Where?
Up north. Well, it's a bit of a rude area.
Toilet area?
The toilet area.
What was stuck up there?
An ant went up there.
Right. How did it get up there? Went crawled through your...
It crawled through.
Has your pants worn out again?
Yeah. And there's a whole nest of ants there. Anyway, the one's crawled up there. It starts nipping away at my... is it called a sprinkler? My hen sprinkler.
German for bumhole.
And so I went to the doctor. He goes...
What's he said?
He said, oh,
you want to have a look at it?
Well, he didn't want, he was repulsed by it. I said, won't you please have a look? He said, oh, God, all right.
If you like.
Anyway, what he had to do was, he was so repulsed by this. Yes. He stood, you know, his desk at my doctor's.
Yes, I do know it. A big walnut thing.
A walnut thing. He stood behind that and said he wanted to see my walnut.
Right.
So I pulled my trouser pants down. And do you know what he did?
What?
You know, a snooker cue. He was so, it's so deep.
He loves snooker, though.
He's
a big snooker fan.
He went for the brown, and basically what he did,
he got the pink.
He got the rest, yeah, and he ended up leaving white on the cushion. But he had the cue. He had to get the rest up.
Right.
He chalked it.
Yeah, for what? He's not an animal.
He got the things. A bandana, St. Michael. Right. He's got the rest on his walnut.
And this is a medical procedure,
well,
isn't it?
Well, he assured me it was.
What was he looking for?
I've seen his certificates.
Oh, right. Well, they're on the wall.
Yeah, they've all got... W.H. Smith on them, and you know,
all legit.
All off the internet, you can get.
Yeah, you can.
Anyway, I'm bent over. He prods my anus and
with a
cue.
Has he got a light on the end of it?
He has.
Yeah.
And he had a pair of Dennis Taylor's glasses. You know those glasses?
Yeah, those sort of hatched down weird glasses. What's he found?
Brought it like that, whole nest of ants come marching up
the stick,
up the queue, carrying leaves and such like.
Okay.
And do you know what he did?
He
brought it out. I went, "Is it done?" And I said, "Don't believe you." And he went like Dennis Taylor with his finger,
and then lifted it above his head,
Yeah, and then.
And did he get them all out?
Well, yeah, but better than that, he got a 147.
Right,
and Labrador's giving him £137,000. You know, and I said,
that was nice of him, because presumably he hadn't told him that he was going to do that.
You know, he must have contacted
him. He must have got hold of him. Maybe he got his secretary to get hold of him.
I think it says, get in touch with David Vine.
Yeah.
And
Ronnie Hazlehurst.
Yeah, Ronnie Hazlehurst. Who's the one that used to do
Whispering
Tony
Hello.
Green? Oh, no.
Not Whispering Ted Lowe.
Anyway, now you. You had a bit of trouble because I know you've just come
well,
back.
Well, I was backed up, wasn't I?
Oh, he's fully, after Edinburgh in Scotland, fully backed up.
Well, it's all carbohydrates there, isn't it? So I'm backed up. And if you don't get that scene too, you can, it basically, what happens is it all turns to sort of glue in there.
Right.
And you end up, nothing can come out.
Right.
So I haven't gone the official route like the doctor, and I thought
I don't trust them.
No, because a lot of them
quacks, and a lot of them are twats. Yeah.
And a lot of them actually are dickheads.
Yes,
and I've said that to their face.
You
remember I marched up to the BMI.
I do remember.
And I went because I was up there with you.
Yeah,
and I said, hold on, we just passing the BMA, the British Medical Association. I just want to go and have a word with them.
Yeah.
I sat my head in through the glass door and I just went, dickheads, like that.
And I shut
the door again and I ran off, you know.
Well,
anyway, that's what I think about them.
Yeah, so who did you use then if you didn't use a bona fide doctor?
I used the council.
Right.
And
You paid your rates, you haven't.
Exactly. But, normally I would go to the American car wash.
Right.
But
For anal trouble.
Yeah, they want 20 quid. So I ring up the council and I says, have you still got that Karcher? A high pressure spray. Yeah, the high pressure spray. They say, yeah, we've still got that. Yeah. I said, can you come round and stick out my diamond and just clear the blockage?
Yes.
And they said, yeah, we'll do that for you. It's fine. And it cost me about £5, and it's a very, very quick procedure, really.
Yeah, well worth it,
10 minutes, and then they stick it up there.
All the stuff that you'd had in Edinburgh.
Yeah, all that come out.
Yeah.
And then there was stuff up there that I didn't, like, even know about, you know?
Really?
Yeah, like a book up there.
Oh, which one?
One of them Len Dayton books.
You bugger, I've been looking for that.
Yeah, that's where it was. I must have sat on it in Edinburgh and forgot about it, and it had gone up there, and it
is... my bookmark still in it?
What, that...
The drumstick I was using.
Yeah, that was in there.
God,
very uncomfortable. Yeah, that was causing most of the trouble.
The Len Dayton is up there, and what about my bureau that I keep all my books in? I don't think
I would definitely have noticed that that had gone up there, and I don't think that a Cartier can get that out either.
Oh, I suppose
so
not.
You must have left that in the park or something
in Edinburgh.
You must have left it there.
Bloody hell. But we had a lovely time in Edinburgh.
Oh, my God, we had a good time.
We
had a good time.
We went out and about. We saw some shows.
Yeah, we saw some shows. We saw that Czechoslovakian finger puppet.
Oh, God.
What was his name?
Dinky Donk.
Dinky Donk. He was good, wasn't he?
Wasn't he?
You loved him.
Oh, I loved him. We saw the Bangkok... women who look like men.
That's right.
We'll stay clear of that in case someone accuses us
of all sorts of
bad.
We didn't go near them.
We didn't see that, as I say.
Yeah, make that clear.
We saw a lot of pretentious muck, which is supposed to enjoy.
Yeah, and you pay £20, and what you do is you sit there and you go, oh my God, this is good.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is good.
Yeah.
And then you get out and you walk around the corner. Wait about 500 yards and then you just go, that was bollocks.
We spent a lot of time using the highfalutin art words, didn't we?
You've got to, if you're going to mix with them people.
For my point of view. Derivative.
Oh, I thought it was just derivative as well.
And we're talking about that. The fact is, I go back and
I don't know what derivative
Jim
means.
Davidson DVD when I got in and like that.
Your Max Boyce.
For me, that and Jethro is
it. Yeah, well, that's where it's at.
Now,
you can buy Jethro in the garages all the way back from Edinburgh.
Oh yeah,
and it's like having gone to have a haute cuisine meal, and then getting out of the restaurant and then driving back and getting in the service station and buying a McDonald's and thinking, thank God for that. Thank God, I can now eat that.
Now,
getting
back to the news.
Oh,
we're
about a news cycle.
I don't know whether you saw this in the Daily Mail.
What is it?
3D print a prototype eyeball bionic eye.
Yeah.
There's a 3D printer could restore sight for millions. Scientists do 3D printing.
This is nothing new.
What?
3D printer? This is nothing new. What? I've been involved with this stuff.
What, 3D print?
Yeah.
Well, you've got a printer.
Well, I've got a photocopier.
Yeah, and you haven't got the bionic eye, have you?
Yeah, well, back in about 1992,
yes,
I bought a photocopier from Dixon's.
Right.
And I photocopied my eyeball.
Right.
Right, and I took it out of the... it was on the paper... And I thought, this is a good start, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so the next thing I photocopied was my balls.
Balls.
And my my willy.
Yeah.
And I've done my bum.
Yeah.
I've been making body parts for years. I've been a pioneer of this. In fact, they came to me to ask me how best to do this.
Yeah.
And I said, I didn't know. So they went to some scientists in China.
You know, I had a printer.
Yeah.
And I read about this last week and I thought I could do something to help.
Right.
Right. So they said,
where did you get your printer from?
Maplin's before it shut.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah.
And it's a good print, a good quality print, and I spent enough on the cartridges.
Yeah, thousands.
So you hear about this thing, oh, there's a housing crisis.
Oh, yeah.
The government thinks with 3D printers
we can build houses.
I drew a picture, a perfectly good one, with a roof and that.
Yeah, windows.
Windows, a full wind, curly smoke coming out of the chimney.
Like
and
a daisy in the front.
In the front garden, little cat's eye even put in there.
Good.
I sent it off to the council.
The government.
And they went, what is this? I went, well, I'm just trying to help the house.
Yeah,
in
my 3D house, isn't it?
Okay. Immediately went to the Watford Council, because I know there's a housing crisis in Watford.
Yeah.
And what I did was, near where I live, because I know there's a lot of people need houses, I stuck some of these pictures, photocopied them, put them on the lamppost there.
Yes, yes.
And then I got a bit of cardboard and stuck a sort of roof on it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Has anyone moved into them? No.
Well, these people don't actually want help.
They don't want to help themselves.
They don't want to help themselves.
I've done a car.
Nothing's good enough for these people.
I know I've done a car for people who are hard up.
Yeah.
It was a zooped up one. It had a spoiler on the back.
All smoke coming out the back. Yeah.
Even a chauffeur in the front.
Yeah.
I had my own printer.
Did anyone drive that off?
No.
No,
and yet they go bleating on. Oh.
I can't get to a job interview. I've
got no transport.
I know. Well, I done a similar sort of thing, you know.
Oh, I
know. When there was they knocked down this factory, right, and they said, we're going to build, like, social housing on this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right.
Yeah. And I thought, good.
About time.
Good. Because I love all that social
housing. Oh, I know you do.
Right. Yeah. And, so 7 months later.
Yeah.
I've nothing. There's nothing been built on this.
Right.
So, and I'm starting to get suspicious.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think they're not going to build nothing on here.
Right.
So I'm going to have to get something on here.
Yeah.
Right. Before they build some factory.
Yes.
Or some corporate development that is not in the remit of social housing at all.
Yeah.
So I go, like you, son.
Yeah.
I've gone to my photocopier.
Yeah.
And I've drawn a bungalow.
Yes.
And I've drawn a 4-story house.
Yeah.
And I've drawn another 1-story house. And I've photocopied about 50 of them.
Right.
Right. And where they've put the board up round to border off the site.
Yeah.
I've gone there and I've stuck all these social housing on the board.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, please come on in.
Yeah.
Please come on in. You know.
Yeah.
Nobody took it up at all.
They don't want help. These people won't help themselves.
It makes me very sad, actually, because you can lead a horse to water, but
yeah.
you can't force it to do it.
No,
you can't do that.
No. These people. Look, I tell you what, I did actually write.
Did you write a song about it?
What I tried to do was, let's just see whether... here we go. It's all about the 3D printer.
Yes.
I bought a 3D printer just the other day. I wanted to get a wife and make one for holy matrimony. I got into a state. I only wanted a mate. I printed off 3 of them, and now I'm being done for
statutory.
Oh,
I didn't write.
No, not that. I wasn't going to say.
say that.
No, I didn't write a song about that.
Oh, you did?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't write a song about that.
No, what I was going to say was, bigger me. I was going to say bigger me. No, I wasn't going to say that.
No.
Oh, oh my God! Ooh, no, no, oh, can I just make it clear? I was not saying anything queer. Saying something rude. I was trying to say something about getting married. It's not going very well. That's the last time I print off a picture of a woman and they smell. No, that's... You see, you ruined it there.
You need to make that clear.
No, I want to make that... No, sorry. No. Just make it clear.
Make it clear on Barry's behalf when he just said that women smell.
Well, no.
He didn't
just
mean that.
Just having a laugh.
He doesn't think that at all. He thinks they smell
quite nice.
Of apples and fruit and muck.
Fragrant rice. No, I just want to re-emphasise what Angelos just said.
Just
I like ladies. Of course I do.
Yes.
I didn't say they smell. Yes. Well, I have met a couple who Benedict, but Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I do as well.
I met some ladies who smell pretty bad. But in the way, they're quite not. Oh, don't get mad.
Oh, well, look at that.
Well, that's terrible.
Return to the song.
Yes.
Good.
Well, it's lovely. So that was just a disclaimer about the ladies.
Four disclaimers.
Let's just make sure that it's still bloody well recorded.
Yeah, no,
No, just to make it clear, ladies don't smell. Well, they do.
They smell nice.
They smell all nice.
Roses and daisies.
Roses and daisies. Not of horrible things.
No, not of mac and juice.
No, they smell all night. Oh, I like the way they smell. Right, that's been established.
That's established.
That was
that. Where's in the news?
Oh, my giddy aunt.
What?
I was offered to do the news.
Is it?
Yeah, I've offered to do the news.
Which, what time? Six, seven, eight, nine?
That one with Tom Bradbury.
Oh.
You know, he keeps making light of the news.
What,
Tom
10
Bradbury.
O'clock in the evening?
Yeah.
Hello,
you know
that
Tom
Bradbury.
Yeah, I mean, I took a leaf out of it. Remember, he famously recently got told off for making light of the bridge that fell down.
What did he say?
Tom Bradbury went, now, this is true, you'll back me up, anyone listening?
You'll back me up.
You'll back me up.
Back him up.
Tom Bradbury famously recently started off the news by going, imagine you're on a bridge and it collapses. That's Tom Bradbury.
Well, that's not
good. And I'm going, hold on a minute.
This is a major disaster.
But I saw him the other day. The way he carries on.
What's he saying? What's he gone now?
Oh, my God, he's gone. Imagine there's a nuclear war.
Just imagine it.
Imagine Kim Jong-un presses a button.
Presses go.
And all your face swells up with boils.
Yeah, and blows off and ends up in the park.
Yeah. What would you think of that?
Well, you wouldn't, would you? Because you'd be obliterated.
Imagine Hitler invaded Poland.
Hold on a minute.
Oh, you know.
That did happen.
Yeah, that did happen. He'd make light of it, that Brit.
Yeah. And so what have people written in and said, don't make light of
it,
please?
They said, don't make light of it. They said, get Barry, you know, because I can be very good, very
well,
quiet.
You wouldn't make light of it.
Of course I wouldn't.
How would you approach the news of a nuclear bomb going off?
There we go. Well, you know, we have the theme tune to the news. Here we go.
News at 10.
You know, so you have something like this. It's the news at 10. It's the news at 10. My name is Barry from Watford. Here's your fucking news. Everything is bloody miserable. Brexit, unemployment, I've got the blues. I'm going to make you laugh. I'm going to have a bath and show you my ball bag. Cheer up, everybody. The news is terrible, but no need to be sad.
Wow, that is beautiful.
So, let's kick off with the world politics. It's really bad. Kim Jong-un and President Trump have had a rather nice greeting. Then they met and talked a load of bollocks at a high-pressure international meeting. Trump sat down. He tried to frown. He sat on Kim Jong's knob. Jesus Christ, get off with the job.
Get off of my knob.
So I would do the news like that.
So you do a light entertainment type news.
Yeah, to cheer everyone up.
I think I'd go a bit heavier.
Put the theme onto the news.
I think I would. I would go. Hello there. Hello. Hello. Hello there.
Hello there.
I'm Angela. She is a 10 o'clock news. I am like to. There's a snake that's hissed. Excuse me, I'm a bit pissed. I'm going to read the news now. I've had a few drinks, but I'm very, very nervous, and I don't give a shit what nobody thinks. So that's how I kick it off.
Just like to apologise for my colleague. His eyes have gone ski with. He's pissed and he shouldn't be at his desk. He knows nothing about world politics. God, he's got a hell of a brass neck. He's got no shoes on and a pint of beer under the desk.
And I've got no trousers. I've lost them in a bet.
In a bet with them.
So I don't know if we get that kid.
Well, that's what I did at my audition. They said, we're going to stick with Hugh Scully.
What a shame. Well, you was robbed. You was robbed.
Well, it's nice to have some sort of job.
I'd like to. If I could do anything.
On the telly or
generally? I think I'd like to be a plastic surgeon.
I'd love to do that. Well, what sort of thing would you do? Is it like for people who need it or just cosmetics?
Make people look better.
Yes.
I'd have them. I'd chop a bit off here. Yeah. You know all that work I've done on you?
Yeah.
You remember? In fact, I've got. This is purely for the video people.
Kept it.
Look at that. I've done all that.
It's all come off me.
Look at that. For those of you listening, I've got a bag of skin and hair and muck here. Like that. If you was watching the video, if you're a Patreon member, you'd be able to see this. Yeah. And that was a lot of fun scraping it off you.
It took all that off me.
Yeah.
It's taken years off me, as you can see on the video.
Exactly. So that's what I had such fun taking that muck off you that I thought I probably could do this full time if I was allowed to do it legally.
Let's be fair. When you was out in Czechoslovakia, and I know you've done a course in it.
Well,
and you did a bit of probationary work where you did try to do it. And they kicked you out.
They kicked me out of the course. They kicked me out of the country.
They did.
Yeah.
Someone wanted a little bit taken off their chin and nip and
their arm off.
Chopped their arm off. That's not even in the same region.
No, but that was a mistake anyone could have made.
Do you remember that person wanted an angiopasty? You gave her a Cornish pasty.
Yeah, and I sewed it onto the side of her face.
But why did you do that?
Listen, anyone would have done the same thing in my shoes.
I suppose so. But you
said I want an angiopasty. I panicked. Yeah. And I didn't want her to not know what I was doing.
But,
so I went down to the West Cornwall Pasty Company.
Award-winning.
And I bought a pasty and I brought it back and I showed it to her and she looked at me funny.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't back out of this now.
You stitched it up.
So I thought she wanted a Cornish pasty. Right. I thought, I'll make it look like I'm a plastic surgeon proper. And I just sewed it onto the side of her face like a wing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, what about
and
when
she sued me?
That lady wanted the breast augmentation and you've got two Scotch eggs and just shoved it on there. Got some egg yolk.
Yeah.
Got egg yolk. Yeah. Stunk it on.
You got some super glue.
Some super glue. Well, yeah. At what stage did you think that was going to be appropriate?
Well, you saw the end results. Excuse me.
Well, yeah.
Excuse me. It's just like, it's what they call in my profession, thinking outside the box.
Box,
you
know, yes.
I was just thinking outside the box because they wanted this work done, but I charged a lot of money.
Yeah.
I charged a hell of a lot of money, and they couldn't afford me. So I said, I can't do the normal procedure, I would normally do, but if you give me 20 minutes, I'll nip down Asda and get a couple of Scotch eggs, and I'll just stick them on the end of your knockers.
Yes.
And I think you'll be very pleased with the result.
You pay peanuts, you know. That's
right. I mean, it's appropriate for the money they had.
But it was lovely. I mean, the thing is, remember that man come to you, an elderly man, and he had a sagging scrotum.
Yes.
I mean,
I don't normally touch them.
I know you do.
But he was in a lot of pain.
He was in a lot of pain. Now, why you just added, you know, those pork chops you put there?
Yeah, I hung them off the bottom.
Hung them off the bottom.
Yeah, like and a said, butcher's window.
Will this help? And just went, dunno. It might. It's a chance, I suppose.
Yeah, it didn't help, actually. But no. it was good because he got into the spirit of it. Because it was a risk worth taking.
Of course it
was. a risk worth taking, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, things had got that bad for him.
Yeah, well, there you are.
Well, there you go.
Now, look, we've probably nearly finished.
Yeah, I think we've covered all the topics that we needed to cover.
Yeah,
on our return.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for listening. Of course, if you're a Patreon listener, then you'll be able to listen to the extra. You enter the secret hole with us.
Shall we tell them when we think this thing is on?
Oh, what, the live? Oh, yeah, we're doing a live podcast, people. Yes.
On the 14th of December. Do we think it's the 14th?
I think it's the 14th of December.
God,
I think it's the 14th of December.
The 14th of... Do you know, I think it is.
I think it's the 14th of December at the Museum of Comedy. We should have a podcast, guys. Yeah. It will be spectacular.
And we'll be better planned than this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It will be, like, proper.
You come and see it, and I dare say you can come on the stage.
Well, if you paid enough money from Patreon, we might interview you live on the gig. Yeah. So how about that? What do you think of that, then?
Very good. Now, look, until next time, we're going to say goodbye to our listeners here.
We should say if you want to become a Patreon member, because so we can do this more often and more equipment, etc. Because we were just very simple, basic
bullshit. Very simple
bullshit
to say. We're just trying it out.
Oh, yeah. Then go to, what have we got, any details of our website?
Yeah, go to Patreon.
Patreon.com.
Oh,
Angelos and Barry Show.
Yeah,
Angelos
and
then you
and
can,
Barry.
There's all sorts of things you can do. And there's stuff you get extra stuff. You get extra stuff. It's good value.
Yeah,
really,
you don't
good
have
value.
To pay top dollar. You can
no.
go. There's different tiers.
Different tiers, you
different
see.
Different tiers.
You can be the cave. You can go in the secret hole, the secret cave, the secret abyss,
crevice, the lot.
Whatever.
But go on now. Look for us on Patreon.com.
Really good. Really
Patreon.com.
Okay.
And we'll see you next time.
All right then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.